mind. We are still in the chapter of the deen is nasihat, advice, and if we should be giving advice to each other. The first hadith, an Abi Ruqayya Tamim ibn Aws al-Dari رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. The first hadith is by Tamim Dari, and Hazrat Tamim Dari accepted Islam in the 9th year of Hijrah and lived in Medina Munawwara. He then moved to Syria and settled at Baitul Muqaddas. After the martyrdom of Hazrat Uthman رضي الله تعالى عنه, interestingly, he was the first person to light a lamp in Al-Masjid al-Nabawi. Till the 9th year of Hijri about, there was no light in Masjid al-Nabawi, but the light of Islam had spread throughout the world already by then. And from that also we should take great inspiration, that we should not be so much concerned about outside things and comfort and ease, etc., but more of the reality of the spirituality of the inside. He passed away in Palestine in the 40th year of Hijri. Bukhari and Muslim have narrated 18 ahadith from him. He said, further he says that قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الدِّينُ النَّصِيحَةُ قُلْنَا لِمَنْ قَالَ لِلَّهِ وَلِكِتَابِهِ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِأَئِمَّةِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَعَامَّتِهِمْ رواه مسلم. حضرت تمیم داری رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ says that نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said that deen is nasihat. Then this is what is called of the Jawami al-Kalim of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very concise speech, but meaning is very great and in depth. That just this words, ad-deen un-nasihat, the deen is nasihat. We all know what is deen, the deen of Islam. A person knows what my deen is. I make my namaz, I keep my roza, zakat, hajj, etc. So deen actually, in one aspect is, it is fully nasihat, that a person must be filled with nasihat. And as it comes in the explanation, we can see that how much of advice should be given, and good advice should be given, to encourage one another on doing good, not advice to not discourage people, not give the wrong advice, etc., the right advice. So that is what deen is. The whole of deen is to give advice. There were those people, fortunate people, that even if they fill petrol at a filling station and the attendant is a non-Muslim, but they will give him also advice that look after your family properly, look after your mother, father, etc. So wherever we can, we give nasihat all the time. That is what is nasihat. It should be in a person that he should be giving nasihat all the time. Then the Sahaba asked, Liman, for whom must this nasihat be given? That also we can see now in the details how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had explained it. He said that for Allah. Now what is nasihat for Allah? Na'udhu billah. Nobody is going to go and give advice, nasihat for Allah. But that is to have good thoughts about Allah, as we will read just now in the explanation, that all, what does that mean? And for Allah's sake, to give advice to other people. For Allah, walikitabihi, and for His book, for the kitab of Allah Ta'ala. That also, the Quran gives us nasihat all the time. Not that we now will give nasihat to the Quran Sharif, but what teachings the Quran Sharif teaches us, that we should spread it out. We don't spread it out. Even if we, for example, go for namaz, we just go on our own. We don't tell others, come along, let's go for namaz. But for anything else, whether it is some sports, entertainment, then we will give advice to others, come, let's go. Let us go together, etc. Wali kitabi, wali rasulihi, and this nasihat is for the Rasul of Allah. that also it is not that na'udhu billah, we give any nasihat to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he has given us nasihat. And his nasihat, we must spread it out. We must teach other people. And in every aspect, for everywhere, there is advice that is given by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For the leaders of the Muslims, and then for the leaders, when there were Muslim rulers, then to give advice to them wherever they err or anything, or even if they are doing right, to advise them to do more better, because nobody can have everything in his mind. And if we have something, we advise them to do this also for the Muslims, etc. So for them, for the ammatihim, and for the general Muslim masses. And that is the most common place where this nasihat should be given. Given to the armed people, to the ordinary people. Wherever we can, how much we can, we should be giving advice all the time. And that is part of our life, part of our deen, to be giving nasihat. May Allah give us all tawfiq.